Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 16 to 18. Doing right in the sight of God. We read in 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 1 to 3 like this. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hosea the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. Hezekiah became the king of Judah when he was 25 years old. It is very important to note that his father Ahaz was one of the most rebellious and ungodly kings who ever ruled Judah, who even dedicated his son to false gods by making him pass through the fire. We read that in 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 2 to 4 like this. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done. But he walked in the ways of the king of Israel. Indeed, he made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom God had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Taking over the throne from such an ungodly father, Hezekiah would have been inclined to follow his footsteps. Also, the neighboring Israel was in total sin and depravity, due to which the people of Israel were carried away captive to Assyria. Their lifestyle was summarized in the following verses in 2 Kings chapter 17 verses 40 and 41. However, they did not obey, but they followed their former rituals. So the nations feared the Lord, yet served their carved images. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did even to this day. In the midst of all these ungodliness, Hezekiah did what was right in the sight of God. What exactly did Hezekiah do that pleased God? Number one, he destroyed all false gods and idols. We read in 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 4, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden images and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Number two, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. We read in verse 5 like this. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel so that after him, there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. Number three, he held fast to God and followed him. We read in verse 6 like this. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him. And number 4, he obeyed all the commandments of God. We read that again in verse number 6. He kept his commandments which the Lord had commanded Moses. When Hezekiah did what was right in God's sight, the Lord was with him and he prospered wherever he went. Verse number 7. Hezekiah stands before us as a good example of trusting and following God in the midst of people who are committing evil. Let the words of Psalms 37 verses 1 to 6 be an inspiration to us today. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light and your justice as a noonday.